It's a killing of a lion. A jungle out there, he says, with moss in the pavement cracks growing like a pinion. Better get ready for it, lion. Cause sure as power in your heart, there's an underworld to this underworld of music and life and all that hell. One spear chuck later, and in his last sacred breath, the lion knows he was king. And so there is a bigger picture.
April 1945. American and Soviet troops meet in Germany. Conquerors from the west and from the east, now face to face in the very heart of Europe. Brought together with a common purpose, the defeat of Nazism, they celebrated their joint victory. Toasting an end to war, toasting cooperation now between east and west. As one Soviet major put it,
with the blood of their soldiers, the Western nations had won our friendship. We felt that the war had somehow swept aside our political differences. We felt joined now by a bond forged in fire.
But within a matter of just months, cooperation turned to mistrust. A new war, a Cold War, began between the Soviets and their wartime allies. A war which would divide the world for the next 40 years. Reconstructed from the memoirs of a Soviet major, Grigory Klimov, this program explores how that Cold War began. In May 45, fresh from the victory parades in Moscow, Klimov had returned to Berlin, where he'd fought with the Red Army in the war's last few climactic weeks. His job now was to join the occupying forces in Germany's once proud capital. The Russian capital, Petrograd. A small group of soldiers, sailors, and factory workers storm the Winter Palace. Shown here, later restaged for the cameras, the event became a symbol of the Russian Revolution, the end of the old order. But what for some was seen as an explosion of hope, for others was a catastrophe.
A great country has been taken over by crime and lawlessness. Outrages forced on a defenseless people. All honor, all duty stifled. Everything noble destroyed.
Prince Felix Yusupov was one of those many aristocrats forced to flee Russia after the revolution. To the Bolsheviks who'd taken over, these people were the enemy. Rich landowners who'd lived, they thought, for too long off the fat of peasants and workers. Those that failed to escape were killed in their thousands. Amongst them, the Tsar, Emperor of Russia, and his family, shot in a cellar in Ekaterinburg in August 1918. Later,